I'm Bella Lexi, and I'm here for the Anthony Rogers Show, and we are about to walk into Chicago Exotica.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Sean from Smile Empty Soul, here in beautiful St. Louis, Missouri at Firebrand Recording, which is a wonderful studio here, tracking our new record, Swan Song, which will start to be released one song at a time here in probably about June, and then the whole thing will come out at the end of the year. So keep your ears peeled for it and check it out when it comes out.
So I'm Dennis with the Anthony Rogers Show podcast. My question for you is, what would you do if you became president to help the working class?
Well, you know, I think the principal thing right now is housing. That the price of housing is going up, and it's beyond the reach of most American families.
Along with oil and gas and food.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever, inflation is hurting everybody. And inflation is more complex. I can't say that I'm going to stop inflation overnight. What I can say is that I'm going to stop the long-term cause of inflation. I'm going to unravel a war machine. I'm going to reduce dramatically healthcare costs by ending the chronic disease.
Hey, it's your favorite comedian Anthony Rogers, live in his tour bus, yeah. But also, you need to get a beard like this. People have been talking. They said your shit looks whack. It looks weird. They can't tell your pronouns. You need to get a beard like this right now. And the only way to do that is by using Luxurious Bastard Beard Oil. Great smell, great function, great everything. Just get this, and there's directions on how to use it if you know how to read. But use the link in the description, go to the website, use promo code LEGENDARY, get a discount, do it, thank you, boom.
Hi, I'm Danny from 710 Glass. Come check my shop out. This is our Capone rig, 10 mil joint, smoke out of his head.
I'm AJ over at 710. This is our Puffco selection. This is a Peak Pro. It is completely Bluetooth compatible to your phone. You can control it completely from your phone. Lights, how long you want your session duration, what you want it to burn at.
Hi, I'm Jay at 710. Come check out our large selection of American hand pipes and American made glass.
Dude, we have everything.
Welcome back to the best podcast in the universe.
There we go.
It's always great, like having like a former lieutenant on, like after all these like weed ads. He was like, it's just like,
yeah.
I mean, it's legal now, but like most of my life it wasn't, and it's just like funny having like a former lieutenant on. It's like tell on yourself the intro, you know? It's just like,
yeah, love that.
That's what it feels. but no, you should support all the sponsors because my house burned down. And I lost my dog and stuff. So you guys should buy everything. Sponsors.
But, are you serious?
No. I live in a bus. I don't have a house.
I wanted to laugh, but then I was like, should I laugh at this? Like,
all these terrible things are happening in the world.
Right? Damn.
Yeah. So please buy sponsors. So I can. Anyway.
Right.
So we've been. Bella Lexi was on before. So this is her second time on, I think.
Yes.
How you doing?
Hi.
My screen got all blurry. It's like I was at 710 in real life.
Oh, it looks a little less blurry.
Yes, okay. You're all under arrest. Like, by the way, everybody's under arrest in this conversation. it's like a sting.
This whole podcast is one big sting operation.
You need to make like a bunch of fake ads, like for like drugs the whole time. You're like, call
anyone that's gonna do illegal drugs.
Like,
right,
exactly.
I love legal drugs. I love legal drugs. Anyone else?
Call 867-5309 for your methamphetamine right now.
And then, interview an officer. It was like, anyway, officer. So, and straight face it all the time.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
So what are you doing? You did that Chicago Exotica thing. That's gonna come out soon. I've been on YouTube at some point. I've just been busy doing a bunch of stuff. What else have you been doing stuff? What's going on in your world more or less?
Well, so I did do Chicago Exotica. I did AVNs. And nice. I'm headed to XRCO this upcoming weekend, I guess. I'll be there on Sunday. And then
XRCO, which one is that?
It's Dirty Bob's award ceremony for okay. industry. Yeah. And then cool. I fly home. I'm home for a day. And then I fly out to Miami. I'm getting my revision done for my plastic surgery. And then I'm off to XBiz. And so it's just one thing after another. I just sealed the deal with Fleshlight. I have my own Pocket Pussies going to be coming out.
Shut the front door. What?
Yes.
That's
huge. That's a really big deal. That's so fucking awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think. There's been so many amazing things. It's just I've been.
That's like a Grammy in porn, right? Isn't that like a Grammy in porn? Like if you have your own flesh, that's basically you won a Grammy, right? I mean, that's pretty fucking.
It's a big deal. Right? It's a big deal. You have to be a big deal to get one. You have to have a following and be well known to kind of have a big enough following for people to want to buy it. You know what I mean? Won't just. Let anyone just be like, oh, I mean, you can make replica fleshlights, but to do it with the actual brand Fleshlight mm-hmm. is a whole other thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was so thrilled. I was gonna
that was my next question. Can I borrow some money? now that you're loaded, can I have some money?
And now that you're rich and famous,
So it's just kind of been one thing after another and I'm just excited. This year is being forced to kind of be off camera for a while has kind of really allowed me to focus on a lot of other projects. So,
ooh, like what?
Well, just kind of finalizing some stuff with the studio that we want to start, talking to talent and getting some interest in that kind of thing. And, just securing camera bees and all that kind of thing. So,
studio a studio to film content?
To film porn.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So obviously it'll be used for content and stuff too. But yeah.
Right.
I wanna just offer a lot of different opportunities to, people who wanna be in the industry, safe.
Yeah.
That kind of thing first and foremost. And, kind of give them an opportunity to maybe get something shot professionally that they can turn around and sell on their own. And I just don't want to stifle someone. So
that's so cool.
A super cool opportunity. And I'm sure people will want to come to Colorado and smoke my weed. No.
I do.
So yeah, but it's been super exciting. And I can't, are you hallucinating there, Anthony?
No, I keep going back and forth and if I should smoke weed inside.
DMT pen. He's like, where am I?
No, I keep debating if I should smoke weed inside this office or not. Because I've been here 2 months now. I could probably always smoke a weed in here now, right? So it's a good time. So,
that's around the time when you start doing drugs.
Can I answer my friend on live stream just for fun? Just put him on the spot. He's weird as fuck. He probably asked you crazy ass questions. I don't know.
Oh, that's gonna be good.
Hey Jeff, this is for legal reasons I have to say this is live on something, but you're on a podcast right now.
Oh really? How exciting!
Really?
Tonight's guest is a former lieutenant police officer that is now a porn star, and then co-hosted by Nikki Nyland. That's what's on right now. If you want to, do you have any questions?
You got the cops on with you?
Yeah, we have a comp right now. He didn't say so.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, that's awesome.
That is glorious.
He's He's been on before. He's a writer. He talks about like a bunch of weird. He's really smart writer guy. I don't know. He talks about like D3 and stuff like that, like vitamin D3 being like good for you and healthy for you and stuff. And then, but he's like a wild guy. Like if you read his work, you're like, man, this guy like understands medicine and health and stuff. And you meet him and he's just like this wild and weird guy. I love him to death. He's crazy.
I like how he like totally the porn thing went right over his head and all he heard was like.
He locked into
the cops in there.
Yeah, that's all you heard. Like, trying to buzzword it together and be like, why should he be hyped? I'm like, oh, like, bam, you know. Right.
That's so funny.
You scared him off, Bella. So,
well, you know, won't be the first, won't be the last.
right, exactly.
Shooting your own videos is pretty smart. I mean, in business wise and stuff, and I think that's I think people started to pay for pornography where like in my generation they probably didn't, you know, like when I was like in my youth and stuff, like porn was like free.
Yeah. So before there was a video, it was like magazines, Playboy, you know, like you had to buy it back in the day, yeah. You know, you couldn't get it for free, like until it was like the internet LimeWire. You know when it started to become free was with LimeWire.
Yeah.
When you could like illegally download music, I think that was the first time you could actually get porn for free. Now that I think about it,
that makes sense. You know, and the art museum told me that like people used to jerk off at these like statues. Like I was just like making jokes about like these like they have these big titty like statues, and I was just like making jokes about it. I'm like 5 years old, and then you're like, no, they actually used to like people used to like masturbate to them. I was like, they like gather around these statues and jerk off them before like
they'd circle jerk around the statue.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Well, it's the same way. I used to volunteer in the library, and all the kids would come in and they'd look at all the art books and they'd be like,
"Oh yeah,
the penis," and I see whatever.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
No, I've been there. We've all been there. Like National Geographic.
We've all been there. Have we all been there?
Like, look at these titties in National Geographic, friends. You know, gather around this book, you know, and see like what African titties look like in the
third big old long African titties. Love.
Only American kids. Yeah. Like, censored kids. See, like, that's what it felt like as a kid. You know, I remember that. I remember that. Like, now you brought it up. I remember being the kid in the library. Like,
yeah. That's funny.
Memories.
Now you can just go to your library and find, you know, all sorts of pornography.
Can you? I haven't been to a library.
I mean, kids. That's what, like, have you seen all those like things about like all these parents are pissed because their kids can go into the school library and like all these great books are being banned, like Brave New World and like fucking Fahrenheit 451. But now there's these books that show kids how to like give oral sex and shit. And they're like, why the fuck is this in school? Like,
that's weird. Yeah, no, that's weird. I feel like that's just where the homeless people use the internet. Like, that's why I thought the library was like.
They do. That is a very common place for homeless folks to use the internet. You know, they got to check their MySpace and
their MySpace.
That's so funny.
They're the only ones who still have it.
Right. That makes sense. That makes sense.
You know, they're out of pocket a little bit.
How was XBiz? I mean, Exotic. Exotic. How was Exotic? Was that your first, like, adult expo or
no,
I mean other than EBS?
That was my third Exotica. I had a ton of fun. It was wow. Super cool. Like you just like stay across the street from the venue. And yeah, there was just a ton of people. It was super amazing. I had some super cool fans come out. I got to meet Jenna Jameson, Sarah Shea. Yeah.
Jenna,
I got a picture with
Jameson
her.
Is still I didn't even know she even went to expos. I have never seen her at an expo.
Yeah,
she was hot when I was a kid. That girl was hot as fuck when I was a kid. When I was in middle school, that girl was hot as fuck. You know, it's like,
she was like the biggest porn star, like at one point. She really was.
She's still probably. I'm a knocker now. I'm just saying. Like, I remember being a kid, being like, that girl's hot as fuck. I remember thinking that, like, as a kid.
Well, and it's so funny because my husband, he's like, do you know what you're gonna say? Because I totally stepped all over myself when I met Brittany Andrews. I was like, oh, I'm ready this time. Like, I know exactly what I'm going to say. Whatever. He's like, okay, so we're waiting there. He's like, are you sure? Do you want to practice it? I was like, no, I got this. I walked up to her. I'm like, hi, I'm that girl who's been messaging you on Instagram. And I'm like, that was not the plan.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to be like, hey, because I really am impressed with all of her dedication to her own mental health, other people's mental health, you know, and those things and making sure that people in the industry are being well and just stuff like that. And I just all gone.
Just one fangirl immediately.
Yes, totally.
I'm the girl.
I was stuttering the whole thing, and I was just like, "Oh my god!" And then I was like, "Well, I think you know my best friend." And
did she
like just shut up? But she was amazing, very patient, and I got a picture with her and. But, you know, it's like when you've seen these people naked and whatever your whole adult life, it's like, I don't know, I got stupid. So,
yeah. I get it. That makes sense.
Gotta be weird. No, it's got to be weird. Now you put that in perspective, it's got to be weird. Yeah, you meet somebody, they've already seen naked, so that's hilarious. So it's like, that's a funny thing to think about. Like, I used to get, like, super nervous talking to famous people, like a couple of years ago. And I remember, like, interviewing, like, Sublime. I was like, oh, like, what a... What's it like singing for my favorite band ever? You know, it's just fucking weird. It's so weird. It was Rome when he was singing for it. So it was Sublime with Rome. That was a fucking weird interview. Where, like, Jordan Belfort, Wolf of Wall Street or something. Like, I remember being like a kid and being like, that was fucking weird. Like, you know, in my 20s, just interviewing these people, and I was like, fucking nuts. Like, now I'm just like, fucking no, I'm just trying to be on time. You know, I'm like, I better be here fucking on time. And it was like,
as dumb as I was, but it just shows that I'm human too. And
well, you get hyped. I mean, you're supposed to get hyped, man. You're supposed to get excited about life and shit. That's awesome. No, I actually envy that. I wasn't knocking it. I just actually envy it. I wish I got excited about anything anymore. I'm like, it's like nice to me. Like, you're half
human. Like, I'm just trying not to feel dead inside all the time.
Hey, you know, we all
feel something. Fuck.
Yeah, I remember being excited. No, that's nice. It sounds like a fun time. I remember excitement was like.
Well, it's just so funny because like
that, feelings and experience shit. Right, fuck. Right.
I mean, I'm like the cutest fan. He comes up to me. He's like, "Oh my god, Bella, you and I have had some amazing times together." I was like, "We have." He's like, "Oh yeah, you don't know anything about them, but they've been amazing." I was like, "I love it. I just love hearing that." He goes, "Yeah, you make me come a lot." I was like, "I love it. Awesome."
Oh, he meant like in his head, like fantasizing about you? Is that what he meant? Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Okay, what's your favorite movie?" And he tells me, and then I was like, "Oh, okay." So then the last day on Sunday, you know how you just kind of go wander around. People are packing up and whatnot.
Yeah.
And he sees me wandering around and he's like, "Bella, we had the best night ever last night." And I was like, "Thank you, baby. That's so sweet."
Oh, he has like a sex doll with your face on it. He's like, "Yeah, like, I put the shit out of this thing."
Right. But I was flattered. I was like, "Oh, you're just the sweetest thing." Like,
that would freak me the fuck out if someone told me that. Like someone told me nice beard. This girl told me nice beard earlier, and I'm just like, "Shut the fuck up." I'm like trying to get drunk. You know, I'm like, I'm just trying to try all these different kinds of beer right now. I don't care about that. Like, I masturbate to you. I'm like, that's fucking weird as fucking crazy. You know, I mean, but it makes more sense. To me, that'd be weird as fuck. Like, I just like, that's fucking crazy. And I don't know. I mean, that'd be crazy to me. I don't know.
When I've had people come up to me at different expos, I think it's a little weird.
Well, I was like, oh, I'm like, that's sweet, you know.
It's just, you probably like, the person was probably cooler. But I was saying the idea, like, hearing that the concept to me is like a nightmare. I'm like, I like internet fame. Like, I close my laptop and like disappear. You know, it's like, look homeless out there and nobody knows what I'm doing. I like that whole aspect. Like people know, like, I mean, try to stay away from those people. You know? Like,
I try to stay away from those people.
Like, buy a t-shirt or mug or sticker and like, I agree to everything you think. And Why murder?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't follow me back to my hotel and murder me in my sleep, okay?
Right, exactly. That was the one weird thing, staying at the venue hotel. Because I was like, wow, I'm like accessible, right?
Yeah. And it's a little that would be a little creepy. I have some fans that are like, some of my fans are obsessive, and I'm like, yo, if they saw me in real life, like, I would be kind of scared for my safety, you know?
Well, it's a good thing I'm a trained kung fu fighter and I know that part.
I can still take you, probably. I could probably still beat your ass.
We should have a grudge match.
I could beat up any girl on the planet currently living. Any girl living.
I can beat up any girl on the planet currently living. Okay.
We should totally have a grudge match.
It's true. All right. We'll put money on
the ring.
Oh, my God.
I get the folding chair, though.
No folding chair.
Just playing random music. Zombie. We're going to ambiance now.
Are we in an elevator? What's going on?
Right.
So. No, I'm like 6 foot tall, so the strangers don't bother me as much. You know, dude. I feel like if I was a girl, it'd be crazy. Like people come up to you all the time. You girls are like probably like, you know, like way tighter than me. So it's like, it'd probably be weird to deal with them. There's people like, these dudes are crazy. I'm crazy. I'm weird as fuck. And I can imagine like having to deal with, you know, to be honest with.
Yeah, I mean,
your music. Where's that music coming from?
Yes, the acoustic. I'm just sitting around music on this program. It's fucking, I don't know.
Oh, I was like, what's that music coming from? Is it me?
I'm trying to find the right vibe.
Trying to find the right vibe.
Right vibe. Dude. There we go.
Yeah.
That's
Just smoke some more weed, Anthony. You're good.
I'm trying to, but I'm in this office. I'm like, I'm on people's property doing my show. I need to go back to my bus where I can just do it whatever I want. It's like,
yeah. Might be in the show.
Puppy.
She's like, I want to be on the show. You want to be in the show too? Huh?
Well, I have my famous corn dogs. They have their own Twitter, so, you know.
You're corn dogs?
I call, well, because, you know, corn porn. So I call them my corn dogs. And I'm a corn star. And so they have their Twitter as Bella's corn dogs.
That's so funny. Oh my God.
I'm ridiculous. So, like, when people really get to know me, they're like, is that really like you? I'm like, yeah, that's really me. It's not for show.
Surprise!
Like, I love my dogs. I don't know.
What is it like? What was the transition like from being a police officer to porn? Now, is it great? Do you like it better now or did you like it better before?
I love it the more comfortable I get. Of course, you know, at first it was like starting any new job. Like you don't know what to expect. You don't know anyone personally, you know, you've seen them, whatever. And so it was quite an adjustment. But now I'm feeling like, you know, I'm kind of getting my feet underneath me. I've been doing a lot of networking. So now it's just a little bit more comfortable. I never really had a big issue getting in front of the camera naked. So,
was that hard the first time? Was that like a crazy thing the first time? You're just like, they're like, all right, like fucking take off the clothes. You know, some guys from camera, like, all right. Like, was that fucking weird the first time? I imagine it'd be crazy, you know, like.
No, you know what was so funny is it was really hot because they turn off the air conditioning, they have all the lights on, and I was nervous and I was like, shit, it's like 8,000 degrees in here. I'm pretty sure this is crematory hot.
They did that on purpose so you can take the clothes off.
Right. So I got that glistening look to me.
Keep cranking the heat. You'll get the hint eventually.
Right.
Like, I guess I should take my clothes off.
Right, exactly.
Who's the first company that you shot for?
What's that?
Who was the first like porn company you shot for?
Hot Mills Fuck. Was the first one. And then I did Reality Kings. I did a live cam show, like a themed cam video. And then I shot for Bang Bros.
Cool. And, fuck yeah.
Yeah. So it's just kind of gone on from there. And I just shot my first, had it released, my first boy, girl, girl video.
Oh, look at you. That.
Yeah. I was That's nervous. Cool. But I shot with Sawyer Cassidy, and she was amazing. You know, I was like, I've never done girl on camera like this. I've done it for my own content. And so it's a little different, but she was super awesome. So yeah, and that video just dropped, gosh, I think like 3 weeks ago, maybe. So
that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I love it. And I've kind of been on this hiatus because of my health issue. And but that'll be all remedied here. On the 10th of May, and I'll be ready to hit the ground running. So,
what health issue are you having?
I had a random infection that affected my left implant. And ooh, it ended up moving. It came out of its pocket and was trying to explant itself. It was this whole big emergency surgery over Christmas. And so they fixed everything up, got all the infection out, whatever. And then I had a stitch open up. So I flew back to Texas to see my surgeon. And by the time I got there, it had opened up completely and my implant was exposed. So I had to go in for another emergency surgery. And he's like, I don't know if I can leave you with implants at all. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, you can't take me from 1200 to nothing. Like, you can't. So he put in some spacers. And he's like, that's the best I can do for you. You're going to have to find a specialist to do a reconstruction and revision. So, yeah, my left implant turned upside down. So the back is facing out. It's just been, it's been insane. So I'm just, I'm relieved to get it fixed and be able to move on.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. So your body, does your body at one point just go like, I don't think I want this in me anymore. And like try to just like push it out of you. Like,
I know, right? So there's less than 50 documented cases in the US of anything happening like I had happen. So yeah, I mean, it's one of those, you can't predict it. It was nothing I did. You know, of course, there are people who follow me who are like, well, that's what you get for putting things in your body. I'm like, whatever.
Well, God, once you have tiny tits. Right.
And I wonder if it was caused by a lot of evil eye on you. Because sometimes having a lot of evil eye, like just a lot of like hate, like psychic attacks, like people just thinking negative shit about you or like talking about you badly, like can actually make you physically ill.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, I definitely have my fair share of haters, especially my husband's ex-wife. She's like the leader of the pack.
What does she think? What does she think about you?
She's the ringleader.
She fucking stand me. She thinks I'm like the worst human being to walk the face of the earth.
jealous hater.
Yeah. Like Mark's ex-wife?
Yeah.
Okay, she hates you. That's hilarious. It's like, oh, is she just super jealous, I guess, or what?
She has been since day one. And then when my
story you're with her husband, her ex-husband, of course she hates you.
Yeah. Well, you know,
that's just like one plus one equals two, you know?
She didn't have to marry the midget who drove a clown car. I'm just saying.
She married a midget who drove a clown car?
She married to a midget?
Yeah, no, her husband's like 5'2" or some shit. I don't know. He's this little guy. Yeah. But
poor guy.
If you're under 6 foot tall, you're just gay. Like, that's a guy. It's science.
Yeah, so but no, she is full of hatred for me, thinks I shouldn't be around the kids, you know, I'm just this evil human being, and I'm just like, whatever, you can think what you want, but I really
probably doesn't even know you.
No, she doesn't know me at all. It was a problem. Like, I was a cop. It's a problem. I'm a porn star.
My god, it was a problem that you were a cop when you were a cop. That's crazy. Why the fuck does she care if you're a cop? That's so weird.
I don't know.
I think no matter what you do, she's gonna have a problem with it.
Yes, I think you're right. Like, I could be selling Mary Kay, and she would be like, no, that's wrong.
Yeah, 100%.
Have you thought about shooting a porn with her?
Nope, never would.
I'm a producer. As of this moment, I'm a producer.
Maybe she just secretly wants to fuck you. I mean, sometimes I feel like certain women will hate me, and it's either because they want to be me or because they want to fuck me or they want to do both, and they just don't know how to feel about it. So instead, they're just like, well, fuck that bitch. Like,
there you go.
I'm like, come here, you just want to make out. I know what's going on. See right through this shit. Okay?
Right, exactly.
Pull me.
Right. So, you know, it's just, it's funny because I have like such a thick skin. Like, I really don't care. And to me, it's funny, honestly, at the end of the day.
So. Well, I would suggest doing something for the evil eye. Like, you could get like an evil eye to put like somewhere in your house or you like a simple thing. Like, so the other day, so I'll give you a quick example. The other day, I was like, I had like, it felt like I had strep throat for like a week straight. And it wasn't going away. And it was like almost 10 days later, I'm like, yo, this is crazy. And I just started feeling like, because I'm so energetically sensitive, like I could tell I was getting like psychically attacked. I don't know why. Like I could just feel like I felt like someone was either casting spells on me or like just sending negative energy towards me. Mm-hmm. So I did a little like ritual, like an evil eye ritual. Basically, I burned some like garlic skins, mm-hmm. and I said something like, you know, this will remove any negative energy being sent my way and either transmute it or send it back to the person who sent it to me. Another thing you could do is you can get an egg and like put it all over your body, like hold it over different parts of your body and like kind mm-hmm. of like envision it absorbing the negative energy and then break it into a cup and puncture it with like a knife and then flush it down the toilet. And so I did both of those things and the next day I was fine. I wasn't sick at all.
Oh,
like, so see, and I didn't feel tired. I didn't feel drained. Like I was like, holy shit, bro. Like it worked real quick. Like, cause I thought, yeah. I don't know. I had a suspicion that it could have been why I was feeling so shitty.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff connected to that energy for sure. I believe in that.
Yeah.
I call it the woo.
Yeah.
Like when you get that feeling and yeah, I call it the woo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Wu-Tang. Bringing the ruckus. Now Wu's bringing the ruckus, bro.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, and all in all, like my life is pretty amazing. So I had that little bump in the yeah. road and I made it very public. Like it was one of those, we sat there and I was like, should we keep it a secret or should I share? And
yeah.
I was like, you know what? That's the one thing, I've always just been super real. So we like disclosed it and, you know, fans were super awesome. And, you know, I was just thankful that I had the support and, you know, they understand. And I have some fans who are like, no, don't go back to big. And I'm like, I have to, like, that's what I want. You know, it's about me. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's your body, your choice. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, mm-hmm. it comes down to how you exactly. feel about it, not what anybody yeah. else thinks or feels. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have rabbit ears back. I do have rabbit ears.
Oh, okay. That was a good one. I was like, trying to figure it out.
Yeah, they're on my chair. I don't know how can I turn it.
That's adorable.
Yeah, so. I know. See, I'm a wreck. I'm an absolute wreck.
I'm a wreck.
I actually have the same rabbit ears.
Oh, you have the same chair?
Yeah, the same exact chair. It's crazy. We're twins, actually. It's crazy. I didn't know.
If only I could grow my beard now.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah, I need to get like, that beard ointment that you had.
Yeah,
he's going to start a master class on how to grow a beard.
Right? Yeah, you just right? do nothing.
He has this free like, master class yeah. on YouTube. It's called How to Live in a Van and Grow a Beard. Right. Pretty inspiring.
I'll have you on my show.
Step one, don't shave. You know, there's not even a step two.
Yeah, that's the first step.
Well, all right, don't shave, guys. Like, people will tell me it's really hard. They're like that must have been really hard to grow a beard. I'm like, what? Like, it's just like fucking crazy. It sounds crazy. Like shaving's way more like work. You know, it's like, I feel like it's like it sounds weird. They're like, that must have been really hard not to do
it's
something.
The way you have to start a master class and show and teach people. You gotta teach people.
Oh, not to shave. He's like, just like, don't buy.
But also not everyone can grow a beard. Like my husband can't
it's like
grow
the
beard.
Biggest troll ever. Like,
troll.
People can grow beards. If they did nothing, it'd grow, right? Like, it'd be like fucking, if they, you know. Anyone that's a male can grow a beard, you right?
Yeah. Well, I probably take
you sit in front of the mirror and then you go every day. Like trying to push the hair out of your face, right? Like.
Yeah.
It's really tough. Like really exercise. Like that's a...
Right.
It's a really tough business not having personal hygiene, you know? It's a really... and basic morning rituals. You know, it's really... Really
like this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. Like,
really, that was hard. We got $20 for my struggle. And I was like, please throw me some cash.
You're just out of Walmart. People are throwing you change.
I started shows out like that, like fucking with people. Yeah, I'd start shows like that, like fucking with people, like asking for spare change in the audience and shit. Like before I do a show, that shit's funny.
Right.
And then you're the guy going up there getting all their money. You know what I mean? You go around like, I'm so poor now. Can I please have some money? And then you got there like, oh, I got your ticket sales, you fucking assholes, you know? But that's the business, you know? That's the comedy business, you know?
Hey, you know, it's cutthroat sometimes.
You got to put a tip jar up there.
That's right. Dude, I toured with one guy. They would literally panhandle during my set. And I'd get so pissed like every time. I'd be like just like fucking with people and like just like I just do whatever. I'm just like basically just, I don't know, bullying an entire crowd of people while I'm drunk. And then my friends are out there just like, oh hey, like we request money. I'm just like, you're killing the vibe right now. I'm trying to fuck with these people and you're giving them an out. You're giving them something else to focus on instead of me fucking with them. That's what I'm like.
Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna scare everyone away.
No, I know.
This isn't an AA meeting where we pass around a fucking basket and everyone puts a dollar in. Get the fuck out of here. Like. Yeah.
Have you guys ever been to Lake of the Ozarks, like in Missouri?
No, I haven't.
You guys need to check it. I'm just saying, you guys need to check it out. It's the best place in the entire. That's where I'm going all summer. It's going to be fucking awesome. Like,
what is it?
It's called the Lake of the Ozarks. It's like basically like this hillbilly Las Vegas, basically. Where like it's a man-made lake with like a boat hopping culture and like a cove culture. Where people just get like big ass boats and party in coves, and then they fucking go to a pool bar. It's a pool party spot like all summer. Like, you know what I mean? It's basically where I'm at.
My family used to go to Laughlin, Nevada, and take boats and like sea dews and like every
time
we get taken.
Yeah,
are you gonna hide some cartel money in your walls?
Yeah, exactly.
And Ozark. Have you watched Ozark at all?
Oh, yeah.
And they launder all the cartel
money.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, if you ever want to go 1,000 miles to go to a lake while you're next to the ocean, there's this place.
That makes sense.
No, I love it out there. I'm going to be comedy all summer. I'm going to be trolling all. Like, dude, that's the beard brought that back to me. I'm like just having a beard. They walk around like, nice beard. I'm like, I'm definitely selling shirts here. You know, like definitely selling some fucking shirts here. Like, and I was like, and I'm just like roast them and shit and like fucking make fun of a bunch of stuff. And like, they're just cool with it. Like, I don't know.
Get like a little sign and pin it to your beard and it says, I grew this myself. Or like.
It was so hard. It was such a struggle.
Or like, one grow a beard like this? Join my masterclass at youtube.com/growabeard.com or some bullshit. Like some fake ass. Website.
Like, keep buying the oil, you know. Just keep oil.
Yeah,
every day. No, but I know it's like I love the Lake of the Ozarks. It's like a fun spot. You guys would probably like it too. There's like, I mean, the bar we're doing that is like 800 people a night. Shit's fucking cool. It's like basically, it's like just like it's like I don't know. It's like fun roasting 800 people at once. You know what I mean? It's just it's a fun energy.
Type of party.
Yeah,
right.
There's like a weird I'll just sit at the bar with the microphone and make everybody buy me beer and you can just give me cigarettes while I'm making fun of them. I was like, that's why I was like, it's like a dominatrix.
Exactly.
Well,
like a dominatrix.
I'm doing the American confidence hustle. It's the American console. So you like, well, you pretend like you're special when you're entertainment, but really just the same as everybody else, but they don't realize that. So then
you're just gaslighting everybody.
Yeah. It turns out all humans are the same and it's all this bullshit. But thank you for believing in my bullshit. And I appreciate you. It's like, you know, you don't want to tell them the truth, you know, that no one's important, right? You don't want to tell them.
Right. So I'm hearing you say is you're going there to start your own cult.
I already have my own cult. I'm going there for fun to get drunk. We already got the cult going, Bella. But we're going there just to fucking get drunk and be white trash. That's what I'm going there for.
I love that.
Last summer, I bought a wolf shirt. It was like wolf shirts I bought. Like, there's like wolf and buffaloes, and I'd go in these towns, and I'd go to like really progressive towns dressed like a hillbilly. And, like,
you mean the shirts that, from like Walmart that have like a big moon in the background with like a wolf howling and like an American eagle on the back with like a fucking flag or some shit.
I was doing shirts looking like such a piece of shit. I'm doing shows.
Oh, wow.
I'd go to these bigger markets, like all these progressive markets dressed like a hobo.
Yeah.
Like a truck shirt and a fucking cap and just roast all those people. It's fun. Good times. Like, yeah. Oregon's fucking gross. You guys ever been to Oregon?
No. Yeah. I've been to Washington State, but not Oregon.
Oregon's fucking gross. Like, they don't wash their dishes, it seems like. I don't know. It's a weird
spot. They just don't shave. Or, like, bathe. It's it right in.
I bathe, you fucking asshole. I got steamers, and saunas, all that shit, motherfucker. I just don't share, you know? I'm just fucking, you know. Yeah, I'm in the hot tub today, motherfucker. Were you in the fucking hot tub today, motherfucker? You know what I mean? I'm just saying. I was in a hot tub, like two showers, a hot tub, and a steam room, motherfucker.
Yo, just shut up. My tub is nothing, Jasper, bro. Chill the fuck out.
I was in a hot tub for 12 hours. No, I'm sure. No, I'm just joking, though. But I know it's. I go to, I'm the only person that has free time around me because I'm not, you guys are in like, are you both, are Bella, are you in LA too?
No, I'm in Denver.
No, we already discussed that before at the beginning. Yeah. I remember that now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you already told me that today. I forgot. But where was I going with this? Where's the story going? I feel like I had a good story.
Something about free time.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's the elderly out here. So I'm like in a hot tub with all the elderly today. I was like just sitting there and like everybody's like 60 to 80 years old and then I'm just there because I'm the only one smart enough to have free time my age. Like everybody else is like just fucking like.
Because they're all like retired and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Me and the retired people are just hanging out all day. We're like, look at all the stupid people working. Like, yeah, I know.
And you're like, yeah. I know. They're like, suck.
Yeah. I would really
suck. Yeah, it must suck to have a regular job.
Right.
That's right. Suck dick for money, bro.
That's right. Exactly.
I would much rather do that than have a regular job. I'm just going to throw it out there. Someone actually hit. So I have a bunch of content out with some of my like comedy and shit, and someone must have found it. I don't know, but someone hit me up on like Facebook that I don't even know, and they were like, "Do you really think working at Walmart is more degrading than doing porn?" And I was like, "Oh, they must have heard that from my comedy. That's so funny." And I was like, "Yeah, I do." And they're like, "Yeah, I guess that makes sense."
No, I remember that one.
I mean, I do. I worked at a restaurant, like, I don't even know, maybe like 4 or 5 months when I was like 19 years old, and I fucking hated it. I barely made any fucking money, and right. I felt like no one appreciated me, and fucking the people that I was like waiting tables for like barely tipped or gave a shit, and like they'd leave it a fucking huge ass mess, and like my back would hurt, and I was like, this is bullshit. This is more degrading. Right. Been doing porn, like, fuck this shit, like.
Exactly.
Like, really, though, like.
Yeah, I worked at Arby's when I was 16, and I haven't done much else since then. But it's
traumatized for life after that.
I haven't seen more of that. Just didn't see more of it. Like, hey, yeah, you just saw, you spend your day, yeah, yeah, next to, like, handing retarded fat people food. And I'm like, no, thanks, that sounds dumb.
It makes you dumber. It literally makes you dumber, like working a job like that. Well, you just like use up all your physical energy to like do something that you're barely making any money doing. Right. You could never like really raise up high enough to actually like get out of it. You know, like it's a trap. It's like common day slavery. Honestly, is like these huge corporations have us working for them, doing these bullshit jobs, making minimum wage. And minimum wage alone is like the word minimum wage, like the smallest amount you could actually possibly make. You know, it's like it all feeds into itself. And like all these big corporations make all this money and they have you work your life away until you can retire. And then what you get, you have like a 4K2 or K24. I don't even know what the fucking term is. The fucking the money that they put aside for you, whatever. 401k, yeah. I'm like, I've never had a real job. Like, I don't know, fucking. And like, and then like, by the time you get to actually enjoy your life, you're too old to.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, by that point, like, can you travel? Like, if you have a regular job, can you even like take weeks off to travel the world? No, you can't. Like, some people never get to travel because they're stuck in this fucking dead end job. And like hoping that one day they'll be able to retire to live their life, and it's like they waste all their life doing it. Like, it's sad. It's a trap. It's a fucking societal trap, honestly.
Well, and that's partly why we want for our studio to do residuals for the people who shoot for us. We want to bring back royalties for
nice. The content that's awesome.
The talent and shooting. So you know, because then you have that going forward. You know, because
not every
person in the adult industry is good about saving their money, right? But
industry is good about saving their money.
But man, they got some nice purses, nice cars.
Yeah. The thing is, when you make money fast, it's easy to spend it fast. I think that's really what it is it's like this quick instant gratification. You know, you can make a grand in a day. So like, fuck it. I'm just going to spend like this paycheck on a bunch of shoes or some shit I don't need. And I did that exact same thing. I made a shit ton of money in porn. I fucking blew through all that shit. Like, so fast. Well, plus I was just young and stupid and didn't know how to manage money, but I think the fact that I was getting it so quickly and easily made me think that I was always going to be able to keep getting it, you know, like where I was, it was always going to be that good. Or, you know, it's like when you first start shooting, you make a lot more money in the beginning, depending on like how long you're in the industry. But like when companies first see you, they want to shoot you a bunch. And so you make a shit ton of money. You're like, wow, it's going to be this, you know, I'm going to be getting this much work the whole time I'm in porn, which isn't necessarily true, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, it's the same way when you become a cop. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, you're going to make all this money. You're going to work all this overtime. And there's these special assignments and this and that. And, yeah, I never got rich being a cop either. So I just had to deal with people, you know, pooping around me or throwing things at me or spitting on me or... So, and I have a pension, but, you know... I guess when I start cashing that in, I'll be reminded of all the amazing stories of what people did to me.
People spit on me and it's fun and I get paid more.
Exactly. Right? I mean,
you spit on me on my terms.
Right. Well, you know what I should do is reenact the time that some girl on a DUI stop peed in my hand. That's what I should do is reenact a video.
Oh, that's a great content idea, actually.
Right, because that's the
thing. And then have a disclaimer. You're like, the story depicted in this scene is based off of true events or some shit like that. Right. You know, like, they do that before they have like a Lifetime movie or some shit. They're like,
oh, for sure. But I've changed the name to protect the innocent or whatever it is they say.
Yeah. That's so funny. Wow.
What I should do really though is like reenact some of the crazy shit that happened on the job.
Right.
You know, just put a little sexual spin on it.
Right.
I mean, it only has to be partially based on a true story, right?
Right, yeah. No, it can be totally, you know. That's why they say based on a true story. They don't say this is the true story.
Exactly. I can embellish all I want.
Funny.
Oh, he turned off the music. Are we starting a Quaker meeting or something? What's happening here?
Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Where'd
you go? Think I've gathered you here today because. Oh, shit. Here we go.
Four scored 7 years ago or whatever.
No, just sitting in the studio. Just seeing how funny it'd be funny to like troll people in porn. You know what I mean? Like, just like, yeah. It'd be funny, like start one off, and all of a sudden you're like, actually, I'd like to talk to you about Jesus Christ, and they like fuck with people. It like starts off, and you're like, actually, how about this Bible here? I know what you're trying to do, you know? They just like, this is fucking stupid.
I'm here to infiltrate the system from the inside. You didn't see that coming, did you? I'm like, what?
That's like when Mark Minaj found Jesus at Chicago Exotica, and he interviewed Jesus, and he was like, sex has been around since I was here the first time. It was in Bible time, so.
When you thought you're seeing titties, actually, you're going to heaven instead. You're welcome, y'all. It's like fucking. You started off all like an actual porn, like the fucking cheesy dialogue and shit and all that, like, you know. Mm-hmm. Even maybe like the pizza thing. Maybe like the 70s, the pizza thing or something. And then it starts out and just like, and then instead of getting laid, it's called the Bible. That'd be the best troll of all time. That'd be the best.
It is. Well, it's funny because, like, I have people all the time who are like, you're going to go to hell and this and that and whatever, and you should go to church. And I'm like, I don't need to go to church. I come down here into my content room and I get to see God all the fucking time. Oh God, oh God, oh God.
So, well, I'm starting to agree with the people that you're
Lord all day.
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus is best friend with prostitutes and shit. So I don't know why people are hating. Like, they obviously haven't read the Bible. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Right. Wow. Exactly. We should tell it to the Oklahoma legislators who are glad that Pornhub's going to pull out of Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That came out today.
So where people have to use VPNs to look at porn now? That's crazy.
Yeah, or you have to register your driver's license and all this other stuff. And
what?
Yeah, really?
What?
So You didn't know about this age verification?
Oh, you told me about loosely about it.
Yeah. So this age verification, like, it's active in Oklahoma, Louisiana, Utah, and Texas. And basically what they're doing is forcing porn companies to verify people's licenses to make sure that they're over 18. And like, here's my thing. If you think you're going to control the porn industry by verifying IDs, you're just driving up the studios who are doing dirty work already and who don't care. And they're not taking care of their talent and they're not respectful of the girls and guys that are shooting for them. And you're taking money out of our pockets. You know, like, I lost my Pornhub like 2 years ago over a confusion over a release. I turned in the wrong release and they're like, nope, wrong one. We looked at his tattoos and it doesn't match the tattoo you can see in his driver's license. I was like, okay, well, can you tell me which video it is? And I'll make sure because I have releases for everybody. They're like, nope, you're done.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like they're trying to control who's in content, whatever, which I can respect. But at the same time,
I mean, I guess they don't want kids to be in porns and they don't want there to be child pornography. I get that. Right.
But here's the thing, like, child pornography is not on reputable sites. And it's a parent's job to control what their kids are accessing. It's not the government's job.
In my opinion. True.
You know, so I mean, so these legislators
You can put parental controls on the internet.
Yeah.
You can put parental controls on the internet.
Yeah. But no, then they're passing legislation so that parents can sue on behalf of their kids, these porn industry companies. And I'm like,
wow, that's wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so Pornhub is pulled out of Utah and out of Oklahoma and I think Louisiana now. So if you don't have a VPN, then in Louisiana you have to go through their DMV. You have to submit your whole thing. It goes through the DMV for the address verification or for the
age verification. That's so embarrassing.
Right. I'm like, so now the DMV knows I look at porn.
Pretty soon people are gonna have to talk to girls in real life. You know, that's gonna be a hard thing.
Hey, you know what?
You have to take them out to dates and stuff. You know, they're going to have to feed them and stuff. It's been crazy. You know, it's been a weird time where there's a lot of human interaction again. They're going to stop looking at their phone for 40 years. You're going to maybe see kids in real life. You know, it's a weird time. You know, we're going to have a really weird time.
Yeah, I suppose so. I just can't wait for the data breach that comes through and that the people who've been pushing this legislation through are some of the biggest purchasers of online porn. I can't
wait. It's dumb. I mean, also, I was making light of it, but it is fucking dumb to register anything with the government to do anything. I mean, we're basically going to make phones not obsolete. If you put too much regulation on the internet and phones, people are going to go back to real life and you're going to go back to Mac. I'm just like, I feel like, I mean, the people like the internet because it was free. You know, they're like, oh, I can watch movies for free. I can do this for free. I can do this for free. When it stops being cool and free and stuff like that, people are going to do other shit. I mean, I'm already lost interest in my phone completely because it's like a work thing now. It's like, oh my God, I got to fucking text all these fucking people for work constantly. It's like, I mean, you know, it's like a fucking that's what it's become to me, you know. But I'm also old. I don't know. My kids probably find cooler things with it. I don't know. But I think it's like yeah, dude, you get to regulate, dude. The only time I watched porn was before I was 18. Like, I couldn't even imagine. You know, I'm just like you mean, I'm in high school. It's the only time I even cared about porn. You know, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Right.
Fucking. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to condone that, but I'm just saying that, like, as far as my life, you mean, like, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah. Well, I guess the frustrating thing is it also takes money out of the pocket of creators. Like, I don't know if Nikki has anything on there, but, you know, a lot of people make their money selling videos on Pornhub and things like that. And so now you're, like, restricting states that can, you know, purchase their content. And then we're already facing, you know, struggles over banking. Like, how many sex workers lose their bank accounts, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, so you're going
to... Yeah, I've had that happen to me, actually.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you guys lose your bank accounts too? Like, that's weird. Porn stars
get
I got my bank account flagged because I was getting money through Venmo. People were people were paying me through my Venmo, and my username was Nikki Knightley, even though my real name was registered on the account. Because my username didn't match my real name, it was considered fraud. So they closed my account down and kept like $1,500 of my money.
Yeah.
Now I can never bank with them again.
No, it's ridiculous. And it's like, you know, whatever happened to, you know, fair housing and things like that. Like, if you're not going to accept that I'm a sex worker and that I get a 1099 from OnlyFans, so I can go sign up for an apartment or to buy a house, then what are we doing? Why are we shaming people into the fact that now we can't sell our content because of some, you know, restriction that, oh, parents can't handle their own kids. And then, you know, trust me, I've stood in a lot of living rooms. You'd be surprised at how many parents can't handle their own kids. But, you know, it's like, it's not my fault and it's not my problem. So, and then to open up.
Not like you're pushing your shit. You're pushing your content on kids. Like,
So I don't know. It's very interesting. I fear that people are giving up too much to the government. And one day people will look back and be like, we fucked up. It started off small.
I mean, that's been happening with a lot of shit, though, just in general. Our freedom is being slowly taken away bit by bit. 100%.
No,
I heard somewhere that it was illegal. They now made it illegal to protest in certain places. That, to me, is a little concerning. Like, why the fuck is it illegal to protest, to have a peaceful protest?
I was going to say, as long as you're peaceful, it shouldn't matter. As long as you're not impeding business.
You're not allowed to, basically that's telling me you can't speak your mind. You're not allowed to speak your mind in public is what it says to me.
And you're not
allowed to. I'm like, that's my First Amendment. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's like we hold, you know, parents responsible when kids do school shootings and they bust out guns and whatever, right?
Right.
Parents are now being charged for that. Okay, well, if you're not putting bark or Hour Pact or whatever on your kids' devices, I mean, that shit will tell you so much. Like, you know, our kids' phones locked down. It'll tell you when they search certain words. Like, you know, it's part of being a parent. You know, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. But yeah, it's quite a thing. So Pornhub's just pulling out of states.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Pornhub never pulls out. For the first. Oh, boo boo. Boo boo's like, they never pull out, huh?
You should come to XRCO just so we can have a drink together.
Where is it?
In LA somewhere. I don't know. I'd have to look.
Send me the info. I'm gonna stop by.
Red carpet. You could be my date because my husband can't make it. Okay. So we'll just like start all kinds of rumors. Sorry, Anthony. We got a little rogue there.
He's like, huh? I think he hit that DMT pen. You good, bro?
Oh, I'm listening. I was just listening to you guys. Ask each other out on dates or whatever.
You know? I
felt like I was telling him to cock block on his dates. That's how I feel.
I like the rainbow color thing, whatever the hell is going on with the color.
Yeah. What do you mean?
No, we're not hallucinating, believe us.
What are you talking about?
We are just talking about other things.
Our names are changing colors.
What do you mean? Never mind.
We were talking about freedom of speech and all that kind of stuff.
I heard your conversation. I thought you said something.
I'm talking about the rainbow, that our names are changing colors.
Oh. Our names are changing? What do you mean?
Like on the screen.
No, I don't see that.
You don't see it's like blue. Green,
yellow, red, orange, yellow, green.
Are we about to play red light, green light? Oh, I swear. This show's incredible. Or wait, what is it? Legendary?
It is.
Legendary. Love that.
Yes. Well, how about Colorado sports? We could talk about that.
Colorado doesn't have sports. It's not fair. It's not fair to talk about.
It's totally fair to talk about.
What do you guys have? You guys are on any sports team? Yeah, it's not in a real town. Colorado,
dude.
The whole state. The whole state's not in a real town.
Hey, and we just drafted Bo Nix for football, for NFL. He's a little cutie that all these memes are going around how he likes MILFs and shit. I'm like, oh, hi.
Over here.
Right?
I'm open.
You know, the Nuggets, Jamal Murray setting team records, you know, winning two championship games. Like, I mean, there's all kinds of cool stuff. So.
I heard that Missouri has better sports teams than Colorado. Is that true? Is that true, or what's your thoughts on that?
You know how I feel about the Kansas City Chiefs.
You love the Chiefs, Super Bowl champions, Kansas City. You don't like the.
I don't like the Chiefs.
You don't like the best team in football.
And they are not the best team in football.
Well, why do they win so many Super Bowls? Like, why do they win the championship?
Because someone there with deep pockets has a way to influence the refs during games that they play.
Are you saying Missouri is richer than Colorado?
No, I'm just saying whoever supports the Kansas City Chiefs. And how are you going to feel when they go to Austin?
I'm not worried about your Colorado conspiracy theories on our teams. But we're probably going to win another championship this year. I'm calling it right now. You'll probably win another one.
Well, don't worry. The Nuggets are going to be champions again. And we
got the Chiefs on, actually. We had two of the guys from the Chiefs on.
We did.
I just kept making fun of
them
all the time.
The driest humor ever. Well, actually, I don't know if they had dry humor or just no humor at all. It was really strange. Like, we would say funny shit, and they were just like,
really?
Cool. And we're like, are you good? You get hit in the head too many times? What's going on, bro?
I was gonna say, they hit the DNT pen. Or maybe one of them was in the car with Rishi Rice that wrecked, and they had a head injury. I don't know.
It was weird. Wasn't it weird, Anthony? It was a little weird.
It was weird. It was definitely a weird episode. Because like in my head, I think in the show, I kept like counting how many times I called him gay. So I just kept calling him gay, and like just entertain myself. I'm just like, okay, the pro athletes can probably kick my ass, but this can be funny still. And I'm going with it. I'm doubling down. And I'm seeing how many different ways I can call these two football players gay. I think it was like 13 times. I think we called him gay 13 times.
We were fucking with them. Well, obviously we were joking around, but like I felt like they didn't really like find anything we said funny. So it was like doing stand up for a crowd that just didn't laugh at all. So it was just like super like awkward, and like we tried, and it was like they were just like, but they have their own podcast. I'm like, Jesus, what is their podcast like? They must just I don't even know. Like I'm like, they have a podcast? Like they're like, so their personalities were just dry and boring. Like, I'm not even trying to be a dick. I was really trying to work with them, you know, like ask some interesting questions. And it was just like, I felt like they were just like, we don't want to be here. Like, is this almost over? Like, it was weird. It was weird.
They're swearing and cussing at their agent. Why did you put us on the show?
probably. Like, who the fuck were those guys? The fuck?
I don't think I asked a single question about football. I think I was just like fucking with him. Like I was just like, I think we just went on there, and then I was just like, how long have you guys been dating? And he's like fucking with him and shit. And then I'm just trying to entertain myself. I actually like the Chiefs. I just also think it's fun to talk shit to everybody. You know, it's like,
yeah. Well, I mean, if you can't take a joke, then it's like not fun, you know.
And they could, they handled it well. I think they're just like you said. It was weird talking to them. Yeah. It was like, normally athletes are very intelligent, so it was weird that they weren't. You know, it was like
it was pulling teeth. It was having a conversation. The conversation was like pulling teeth. Like,
you know who you need to get on your show. Have you seen the kid? His name escapes me right now from the draft. He just got picked up by the Buffalo Bills. He is amazing. You need to search him up. He's super like down to earth, basic kid, loves what he's doing. Super like.
How am I going to Google him if you don't know his name? You're like, how am I going to Google him if you don't know his name? Like,
I'll send it to you.
You're like, this guy, we don't know his name.
Well, you can look and see who the Bills drafted. But anyway, fair. I don't have to do everything for you. I'm not your mom.
Someone does.
Yeah. But, my mom died a month ago. I need a new mom now. So I was trying to figure it out. Like,
exactly.
No, but listen, this kid is like so amazing in his personality. He'd be super fun for you to interview. You know, he's like, he's doing his thing at his first press conference. He's like, yeah, you like this coat? You know where I got this coat? It'll surprise you. And he's like, oh, I got it at Macy's. Like, not even like some high-end coat. He's just like so blatant and honest and like just down to earth and just a super great kid. I'll send you his information. But he'd be super fun to have on your show.
Okay.
Let's him right now. Let's call him right now. Hang on. I mean, funny when I said this phone. I'm really, all right, let's call this guy right.
No,
it's hey Siri, call this guy Bell Alexi just told me about right now. He's like, call him. It's like old people using Siri, like 70-year-olds using Siri.
Oh, dude, right?
Hey,
they
Siri,
be allowed to.
Hey Siri, call this gentleman. This nice lady just told me.
Hey, government phone tap. Can you tell me what the name of this guy is?
Hey CIA, who are we talking about? No, yeah.
I said his name. No, and you know what? And then you're gonna thank me. You're gonna thank me for telling you to have him on your show because he's gonna be fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Look, football's a sore subject around here because, like, yeah, the Rams went to like a lesser city, and then so everybody's like mad about that. Like, they went to some third world like country, like, or something. everybody's mad about it. And then so we have like the Battlehawks, and then people in St. Louis still hate the Chiefs too. Like, you'd probably relate to most people where I'm at right now. They like hate the Chiefs, and they call me a bandwagon fan, which I am. I honestly admit, I just like whoever wins. You know, that's like the thing. I like the best team. You know, so
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You're not a loyal fan.
Not in football. You know, I'm loyal like my wife, and I'm loyal like my friends and my family. And outside of that, not much little. You know, not much out of me. You know.
Wow. I don't know. As a Bronco fan, I'm super excited about this season. We'll see what happens.
Broncos have been good since the '90s. Let's not pretend. Okay.
Well, they did win a Super Bowl in the 2000s.
Oh, I'm sorry. 20 years ago, they were a good 50. Team. I'm sorry, 20 years ago. We won
not
more.
Not even 20, because
you're like, it was actually 18, you motherfucker. It was actually 18 years ago.
No, it wasn't that long ago either.
Missouri just won, though. Missouri's the most recent champion, just so you know. We actually had the your boyfriend. Okay. Yeah, I thought
it was that's Coleman. What you need to have on your show.
Before I realized that was Mark, I saw the first name, last name, and I was like, did the FBI actually answer? And then I realized it was Mark. I was like, at first I saw first name, last name. I scanned it. I'm like, that's creepy. That, like, the first name, and then I realized it's actually, we're actually going to interview your husband next because he actually knows what he's talking about. So I'm just messing with you.
But you need that kid Keon. You need to have him on your show.
All right, let's call him right now. Hey Siri, call Keon. Call him. What are you doing? Call him right now. Call him on Instagram and see what's up. What's his Instagram? We probably culture shock the fuck out of these people. Like, we just call random people like that. I culture shock the fuck out of them. Like,
For sure. But no, Keon. And yes, you should have Mark Minaj on. I think you'd have a very interesting show if you had him on.
Yeah, we'll do that sometime. We'll have him too.
You should. He has a very fascinating perspective, for sure. But Keon Coleman, write it down.
It's already in the comments.
Okay.
All right, let's come back to it.
Keon Coleman.
Yes. He's just adorable. Yeah. He's so adorable.
Oh.
That's what I'm going to tell him. Like, you're just really adorable. You want to be on the show? You're just super adorable. I appreciate it.
I don't know. Some porn star said you're adorable.
That's funny.
In his name, it'll say adorable. What's his name? Keenan Coleman?
It's so funny.
Coleman adorable.
I didn't say anything about it. Just, like, have it be that and just be like, yeah, like, what's up? Like,
right. He's not Mr. Irrelevant. He's Mr. Adorable.
We'll ask him. We'll ask him. Like, what's it like?
AKA Mr. Adorable, Mr. Keenan. That's how we'll introduce him.
That freaked me the fuck out. I was on a podcast, and some dude just introduced me as that. You're like, well, this next guest, he's really adorable. He's coming up. It'd be so fucking weird. That'd be so fucking weird. That would be.
Maybe I should start my own podcast so I have him on my podcast.
You should. Yeah. Dude, that would blow off.
He's really adorable. You're gonna love him.
If you interviewed athletes, that would blow up probably. That would probably be big.
Right. I would love that. Because I am such a huge sports fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just like every football team that's bad. You just like all
Well, I do like teams that aren't very successful right now. True.
The Bills lost the Cowboys like every year when I was a kid. Like I remember the Super Bowl every year, the Buffalo Bills were four in them, you know? And they always lost. They're like that team that just lost every year.
I know, but I did like the Bengals, you know. I like Joe Burrow. I like the fact that they recruit a bunch of people from Ohio State. That's who they pick in the draft. I mean, then they weren't a terrible team.
So you don't base your teams you like on winning?
No. Uh-uh.
See, that's how I am. Like I'm a competitive person. I like the winners, you know. I like the people that win the game they play, you know.
Well, we can't all be winners all the time.
Well, that's true. That's real.
I like wieners too. I definitely like wieners.
Well, I mean, do you follow college sports at all?
College basketball.
Okay, so can you owns Mizzou how often?
Wait, why couldn't you? Nick, you have to make a I started thinking, making fun of sports. But what did you always what did you say, sir?
I said, how often does KU basketball own Mizzou?
Oh, dude, we don't even. Oh, yeah, I only pay attention, like, whenever we're bragging about sports, it's just pro sports, you know what I mean? Like, the
Said you like college basketball.
I do, but, like, Mizzou's not a college basketball team. They suck. Yeah, I watch fucking, I know Mizzou's, Missouri, it's a bunch of, like, fat white dudes in Missouri. Of course, we're bad at basketball. You know what I mean?
Checks out.
All these fat Irish guys of German descent are fucking, they're really bad at basketball somehow, you know? But,
yeah, I just wanted to bring attention to that because I'm a huge Jayhawk fan. So
you like the Jayhawk? Okay, well,
I like the Seahawks. That's the only football team I've ever really followed.
Yeah, I don't like them because they're rivals of the Cowboys. But they wear that lime green.
Are we about to throw down?
Let's throw down. All right, let's do this thing.
Yeah, you guys should talk to the depth and we'll find out who the best sports team is. Like, we'll figure it out.
Oh, man. Yes.
I'm fucking hungry as fuck. I wish people would just bring me food right now. You know, it's like that's where I feel. Oh, shit.
Yeah, me too. I'm eating snacks right now. Well, we can wrap it. What time is it? We've been on for 127 minutes. Wait, no, wait. It's 1,000. Wait, no. I don't know how to do math. Hold on. I can't do it. Never mind.
You're so pretty. I don't know what's going on. You're so beautiful. I've
smoking TNT this whole time. I'm just kidding. It's weed, but I should have been. Should have been smoking TNT. Where am I?
This is a podcast. I'm on track right now.
It's a podcast.
I was so fucked up earlier. Now I'm like normal. I'm like waking up. I'm like, oh fuck, my job's over. Now that I woke up.
Your face is so red earlier.
Yeah, I was so fucked up. I was just drinking random beers forever. They had this like sour Skittles flavored beer.
You were just finding random beers and drinking them. Is that what's going? You're like, cool. Well,
this place is called Tapped, and like you had like a bracelet or a necklace. Where they gave you with like a thing you scan and then you can grab whatever kind of beer you want and it keeps track of your beers and you pay at the end. And like,
oh my god, it's a necklace that keeps track of your drinks? Oh my god, I don't know if I would really want that.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have one. Women can't actually have them. It was white men only. You guys wouldn't understand. It was a white men.
Oh, well, I don't know how to count, so I probably wouldn't understand.
I didn't know you belonged to a golf club.
That was just, they had every kind of beer. Like the sour Skittles beer was awesome. And so they had this like raspberry, it tastes like raspberry milkshake. One of them did. It was so good. It was just like,
raspberry milkshake beer.
Yeah, everything tasted so good. I got trashed, like fucking, like I was just so fucked up. And then I rode a bike afterwards, and it was pretty fun.
You get a DUI for riding your bicycle drunk? Do you think
you can? In Colorado, you can.
Well, then I wasn't riding my bike on the road
with your bike. Like,
if the circumference of the wheel, I want to say it's 16 inches. If it's bigger than 16 inches, you can get a DUI or BUI for biking under the influence.
Well, that was
BUI.
It's called a BUI.
Yes. Biking under the influence.
That would be the most embarrassing thing ever.
Right?
You know, you're like, I'm going to AA meetings. You're like,
I'm one of the few people you know who got a BUI.
Oh my God. I'm like, yeah, Nikki alcoholic. So I'm here because, oh, this is so embarrassing. I got a BUI. What the fuck is that? I was riding my tricycle down the street.
Right. Oh my God.
I'm crashed, man. So embarrassing. Yeah.
You have to really fuck up to get arrested in St. Louis, I feel like. I mean, you have to do heroin and shoot somebody at the same time. And then stick
that's
around.
That's skills to do that at the same
time.
And then not run fast. Yeah. Do heroin, shoot somebody, sit at the scene of the crime and wait for them for three days to show up whenever they're called. Yeah, and then that's how you get arrested. Until then, I mean, they're not really looking at the e-bike riders for the crime. You know, they're not really on us. And people can't tell I'm shit faced most of the time. You know, I feel like I got that unless I admit to it on camera. You know, which is all satire, it's all jokes. But I feel like.
Well, you should let A&E know that the first 48 that's actually like the first 72, and to look for the suspect on scene.
The first 72, yeah. All right, well, we called the cops. They're going to be here in 3 hours to 4 days. And then when they get here, they're going to fuck you up, dude. They're going to fuck you up when they get here. And like, no,
they're going to fuck you up.
Yeah, I had a car stolen, and they didn't give a fuck, bro. They found it eventually when they ditched it, but they weren't, like, actively, like, as interested in it as I was. I went to all these places, like, because I left my cards on so these idiots would spend them. So they would like ding me on one of my cards when they spent it. So I'd go up to the place and be like, hey, tell me who this was. I just spent my card. And then they wouldn't even do that because they're cowards. And I'm just like, you guys are just like protecting the criminals.
Coward.
I know. I'm like, I just want to throw this guy around. You know, it's like, yeah, like just like, is he like someone broke into my boss? Like, this is like a year ago, probably right before I left for tour last year. So they broke into my boss while I was sleeping and took car keys and some other shit. And
like, had a cowboy there.
Yeah, what a coward, right? Like, you can't even. Can you imagine if I woke up to that? Now, how fucking dead that guy? I just like chuck an axe in his fucking head. He's like, "What are you doing in here?" You know what I mean? And he's like, "Fuck with you." I mean, it's like, I mean, I would at least kill him outside of the bus, probably, so I wouldn't get blood on my bus. But like, that guy, that guy would be fucked up if I woke up during getting robbed. That guy would get fucked up. I'm like 6 feet tall. I just have weapons here. I'm like, "What are you doing?" I'm waiting. I'm like waiting for this opportunity. I work out every day. I have fucking weapons. I've been waiting for this.
Moment. Waiting for it.
And you slept through it.
Yeah, I've been training for this moment for 4 years.
You know? I'm like,
thank you for waking me up. You know, it's like,
oh, well, it's like someone went through my husband's truck out on the driveway the other night, and I was like, well, we can call the cops, but I can tell you where we live. No one's gonna give a fuck, especially because it belongs to me. So,
Were you a cop in the area you live in now? Oh, you stayed in your area?
Fuck yeah. I got balls of steel, man.
That's hilarious. We're not.
You got to put the address next door. Like, I'm not got your ass.
Oh, now that you're here, it's actually over there. Thank you. That's a good hustle.
Right. No, I was just like, there's no point in reporting it, you know.
When I was in the suburbs, the cops used to just pull me over and write me tickets. And then whenever I needed them in St. Louis, they're never there. So like it was a weird. They're always like, girl, like they're good in like certain cities, you know. And like you're not. I don't know. I got a lot of trouble when I was a kid, so it annoyed me a little bit. So I was in a small town, and they're just like, I was the only one that had free time. Everybody else is like 75 at Fazoli's, the Italian restaurant I go to for lunch. Like, I'm like the only person in my 20s eating food. Everybody else is like 70. Like, that's how my life. That's what a comedian is. A comedian is basically you have all this free time, and only you and elderly people have free time. And then, and you have an occasional rich friend that occasionally has downtime. They're like, oh, yeah, some of your friends are just up and not doing anything. But that's usually what it is. It's just, like, me and a bunch of, like, retired people hanging out all day talking about the best restaurants.
Well, I'm retired, and I'm kind of cool, so.
You're not retired. How old are you?
I'm 48.
How are you turning 40? You're just rich. That's not retired. that's just being rich.
No, remember I had to take my retirement from my
company. Oh, that's fair. You did have to retire from being a police officer.
I can't collect my money, but
yeah, it's like Monopoly.
I'm officially retired. Oh. So,
well, congratulations on your early retirement.
Now I'm just on my second career.
And instead of being a Walmart greeter, you went to porn, which is an interesting choice for a retired person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, kidding. Retired just meant you worked at Walmart. You're weird as fuck and you wave at people.
Right. Like, well, instead, I get paid to come instead of saying thank you for coming to Walmart. So, I mean,
yeah.
It's all relative. It's all in how you look at it and how you, you use the word.
That's true. That's true. That's true. That's an interesting concept. Yeah, I know. Walmart terrifies me, honestly. It seems like a concentration camp is built to sell you things until they put you in the concentration camp. They're like, yeah, buy all this shit, and then once it's all sold, get in the cage, stupid. Thanks for helping us fund this, you know. Like, you concentration camp buying slave-made goods, you know. It's like you did a great job. Like karmically, we're all screwed, right? Like karmically, we're all probably screwed. Because like, we're just buying slave-made stuff constantly. I'm like, man, maybe the next life I'll figure it out, you know. But it's like, yeah. No, Walmart terrifies me. These rich people, these billionaires terrify me, you know. But everybody else, they seem cool, you know. If you're not a billionaire, you're probably cool. If you're
I'm not a billionaire, so.
Yeah. Are you a millionaire yet?
No.
I'm trying to be a millionaire. I'm auditioning millionaire, you know. I'm trying to
hard. Look, I'm no Taylor Swift, okay?
Taylor Swift's a billionaire, probably. She's not a billionaire.
She is a billionaire.
She likes the Chiefs, you know. She likes the Super Bowl champion in Kansas City Chiefs.
Or she just likes Travis Kelce's D.
Yeah, or it's fake.
She was not a Chiefs fan initially.
Well, no one was, and then we started winning Super Bowls, and now we all. It was so weird seeing Eminem at a Detroit Lions game. It just looks so gay. Like Eminem looks like so gay to me. I don't know what it is about him. But everyone's like, he's the best rapper on earth. I'm like, yeah, if you don't listen to anybody. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's like, it just seems like Pee-wee Herman. If Pee-wee Herman got AIDS and became a ventriloquist dummy, that's what Eminem looks like to me. He just seems like all that. And he's like, raps all weird and gay. You know what I mean?
I will tell you, Drake disappoints me. So Drake has had how many tours to Colorado? He cancels every time.
Drake and the lesbian?
Drake is a lesbian?
Yeah, I think he's a lesbian.
Is he? Well, he couldn't come to Colorado one time because he hurt his ankle. So
it wasn't because nobody wants to go to Colorado.
And stop! Everyone wants to come here and smoke weed.
Yeah, the altitude's great. If you want to breathe thin air and you want to fucking get some,
Let me tell you, that weed goes a lot further at high altitude.
Well, weed's legal everywhere now.
There you go.
Weed's legal here now. I had a lot of Vicodin in Colorado. I remember eating a lot of Vicodin and eating a lot of edibles. I couldn't even eat. I was so fucked up trying to eat sandwiches there.
A lot of Vicodin.
Yeah. Last time I was in Colorado, I was a kid. I'm old now. I don't even do that. I was like 20 something. I was eating a bunch of Vicodin. I bought this Vicodin on this lake. I'm not going to tell that story.
Farm party.
Yeah. It's got trashed up there and fucking like, you guys have those hot springs. I like those hot springs.
Yeah.
I was trashed in hot springs. Like, that was fucking nice.
Yes.
I'm like mumbling in the fucking mountains. Like, it's like snow everywhere, and I'm like, just trying to drink still. Just fucking like in the fucking hot springs. Like, I fucking love Glenwood Springs. Yeah. Glenwood Springs is where they're at, right?
Yeah. So we had snow on Saturday, supposed to do an outdoor photo shoot, so I just did it in the snow. Like,
nice.
Yeah, I was like, well, whatever. I'll do a snow shoot.
So. That's the most Colorado thing ever.
I know, right?
It is Colorado.
Totally is.
People probably love that, though.
Yeah, they do.
No.
And, you know, of course, I could be like, who's going to keep me warm? And I get, like, a bazillion
volunteers.
I'll come keep you warm, Bella. So, yes. But snow is overrated, for sure. I'm done.
Yeah.
Feels like summer now. See, I've been fucking enjoying the weather. Like, I've just been kind of, like,
finally warm.
It's been nice. Yeah. It was like 80 degrees a day. It's fucking nice. It's awesome. I just fucking kind of.
It was nice too.
Yeah.
I was riding a bike super fast today. This is great. I feel like a child.
Oh, wait, shit. Like.
But if you was an e-bike.
Yeah, it was an e-bike. And I was like pedaling.
You don't have to pedal to ride fast.
Oh, I do though, because it goes faster.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If you pedal, it goes faster. So you only get to 20 miles an hour on the e-bike, but if you pedal, you can probably get to 30 or something if you pedal hard. So I was doing. I was going 30 miles an hour, bitches. You know, it's like.
Jesus Christ! I would be terrifying to go that fast on a
bike. I don't. Yeah, I wouldn't even know what to do with an e-bike.
Oh well, you ride it. You ride it, and you don't buy gas. It's like one of those things. Like you're just like You're like, oh yeah, I'm not gonna buy gas and fund the rich people trying to kill me, so I'm gonna fucking buy this e-bike. I'm trying to defund the billionaires trying to depopulate the world, you know.
Oh, I can't.
And one of my friends was getting a house, and I was like, fuck with him. I was like, enjoy getting BlackRock and the bank's money. You know, I hope that's really great. And then, I'm proud of him. I was like, I really am proud of him. But I had to fuck with him because I'm just like a child. And I just have to like make fun of everything constantly. But, yeah, I just have to make fun of everything.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Life is boring if you're not making jokes. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I think we'll start doing this podcast on the roof here because like the roof, it's fucking hot as fuck. In this book. It's like 73 degrees in here, I think. So
the roof is on fire.
Right.
And they have a roof. The problem is it's like fucking too loud up there. Like all these like biker, these there's all these like weird people that drive through and stuff, all loud and shit. But it's I think I'm gonna start doing the roof because like this room sucks. Like it's like I feel like I'm Anne Frank right now. I'm like in this tiny room. And it's, like, all the Nazis don't hear me. And I was like, oh, okay. That's what I'm talking about.
It's coming on the roof. Oh shit. I do know my history.
I was just saying a normal ass sentence. It's like you're acting like I'm a cop, Bella. That's like, yeah, it's like. But no, I think the roof would be cool. So I could just like smoke. I could just like, I don't know.
It would be. Just put a lawn chair up there, one of those old school, like with the like little plaid, like, you know how they like interwove them? Those
old chairs. Yeah, the classic chairs. Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, they have like a roof up there, and I love smoking up there. This building's an old bank. It's like an old it was a bank that funded the World's Fair when they came to St. Louis. And it's like they turned it into like this cool building and stuff. And like,
okay,
pretty cool. But you know, I'm like, I'm hyped to go. That was
the only time I've been to St. Louis. My parents took us on some family trip to the World's Fair.
Wait, no, where the World's Fair was, or like the World's Fair hasn't been here since like 1904.
Shut up, it's not been since 19.
I'm pretty fucking sure. I'm not, you're either a time traveling vampire on adrenochrome or you may have the event you went to wrong.
Time traveler?
Well, maybe my parents lied to me.
No, that you may have went to the ground it was at. Hang on, World's Fair St. Louis. Hang on.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last time the World's Fair was here was December, it was April 30th to December 1st, 1904.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't there. See, my parents lied to me. Dude, my dad told me that you can't fish at like those little fish hatcheries because fish get sunburnt too. And I believe that forever. So
you just found out you were in St. Louis, but not at the World's Fair. What? So what? Were you in St. Louis though?
Yes, I've been there.
Wow, what part?
I don't know. I was like 8 years old.
Oh, gross.
That's probably how my parents told me.
Keep your kids out of St. Louis. Keep them other places. Yeah. No kids allowed here. But no, St. Louis is great. It's a great place to get robbed and murdered and stabbed. It's up there, you know. It's like it's a great spot to get bummed. Like ask people, like I'll bum a cigarette inside a bar, and then I'll go outside to smoke, and they'll ask me to bum a cigarette. I'm like, that's my hustle. Get out of here. I already got all these fucking cigarettes, homie. You know?
Porn, motherfucker.
My cigarette bumming turf, motherfucker.
Well, we'll have to smoke some weed together because I am coming out there to shoot with some content trade people.
In St. Louis?
Uh-huh.
When are you in St. Louis? We'll do a live.
I haven't scheduled it yet, but when I do, I'll let you know. And we'll have to just get high as fuck together.
Yeah, we'll do an entire podcast, smoke as much weed as we can. Definitely.
That'd be amazing.
Definitely. We'll get it sponsored by the weed companies too. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Like, well, this one's a little oaky. Oh, thanks for all the money. This one's really oaky. This is my favorite kind of way to get really retarded and smashed. You know, it's like they always try to make it. They try to make it sound like it's like educational. They're like, you know, like, do you like indica sativa? I'm like, I like being shit faced. I'm like, you know, I like fucking forgetting the world exists and then I die. You know, I'm so fucked up.
You can get me a job as like their weed girl.
Wait, what?
Like,
there
I
you
could
go.
Wear like a little marijuana bikini and I could like
there smoke you go.
Weed and they could like, you know, advertise me. This is what great weed gets you, hot porn stars.
If you smoke weed your entire life and barely try and don't go to college, you can smoke weed on roof on bank rooftops with porn stars. I'll be the bitch.
It's
drop out of community college, change your dreams. And it's like, yeah, what are you doing?
Do you want loads and loads of college, like, what's it called, debt? Or do you want to get high with a porn star? I don't know.
Who has a lot of student loan debt?
We brought ourselves tickets to that. We brought ourselves fucking tickets. People freak out. People out here would freak out about a porn. Like as far as, like, Missouri and stuff, like, porn stars don't come to Missouri, just so you know. So they probably freak the fuck out if, like, there's, like, an event or something like that here, probably, to be honest.
Oh, well, maybe we should just do, like, this whole big thing.
Yeah, we'll do an event.
You bring your weed. Weed and, like, all the things.
We'll be like, who can bring all me the best weed? We're going to have a contest of who can bring me the best weed. And then we're
going to go.
I'm going to smoke everybody's weed and judge it. And just be like, well, this is
okay. And then judge it.
Forget it. Just get a chili cook-off.
Yeah, chili cook-off after you're hot. Yeah. That's a good idea, actually.
You're like, no chili cook-off. We're going to do a weed thing.
Yeah.
No, I need chili. I need to fuck out some chili, too. So I like the way you think. I like the way you double down on an event.
No, make edible. Like weed chili.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. Is that weed brownies?
I did comedy at a weed festival last summer. And, like, that was the weirdest, like, shit ever. Because they just seemed like cows, like, ready for the slaughter. They're just so fucking retarded. They're just like. And I'm fucked up too. I was smoking, drinking the whole fucking day, and I'm talking to them, and all of them are just fucking retarded. Like, they can't even respond to you. They can't do anything. They're just like this, like, looking at me. I'm just like, and then I was just like saying fucked up shit to them to get them to, like, react and stuff. And they laugh and then feel bad about it. Like, you see their face. They'd like laugh and then they'd be like, oh fuck, I'm getting fired. You just hug your face. Like, my boss is gonna fire me for that laughing at that. It was a weird thing. It was like,
oh, it was a weird festival. Well, yes, we should do a whole big thing, and I'll get my PR guy to do a whole big thing, and yeah, we'll just, like.
So it must be interesting. So, yeah. And
Nikki, you should come out for it too.
Let me know. It could be down.
Some live show.
What's
we could do a whole festival
podcast.
I bet.
Oh.
I bet we can get edible or weed companies to sponsor an episode like that. And just make all the money off us just having a conversation for an hour and just be like, that's basically what it would be like. And I bet we can get free weed at the very least. I bet we can get buy-ins for people spending like, I don't want to talk all business right now, but I do think, I don't want to say prices because but I'm just saying, I think you'd make a lot of money and then it'd be an easy thing. And then the building has
That could be cool. I could see that. See that being a thing.
You have to get through like two doors to even get to the roof, so you have to have clearance and stuff, so it'd be safe and shit too. Because like we actually tell them where we're at and stuff, and it's locked down. That's why I don't give a fuck. I mean, I don't care anyway. I ran for office, put my address on the fucking thing. It was I personally don't care. I'm saying other people.
Well, everyone knows where I live thanks to the media. So
yeah,
love it.
So you know, it's all right. Remember, 9 elbows of death. I'm trained.
Is your phone number still 911?
Yes.
Yes. 911. Yes. What's your emergency? I need Bella Lexi to hold my hand. Is she there? My hand's not being held right now. It's an emergency.
Oh my god! Totally, I love it.
I heard you couldn't keep the number.
Yeah, I know. They're all weird about it. Yeah. They're like, no, you can't use this number anymore.
I like repeating the joke over and over again.
It's so simple. It's only three numbers.
I know, right? That's why I had to go back to the 8675309. You know, get your meth here.
Get your meth here. 1-800, get your meth here.
That's Jenny's phone number.
Yes, it was.
Classic Rich Springfield song. Classic
yeah.
Springfield
song. Look at you. See, you know your history too.
I know like pop culture. I know like music and shit. But I'm an idiot outside of that. Like, I couldn't do many things. But I know shit like that. I know art and music and shit.
Yeah. Well, hey, we all have to know something.
I gotta take my dogs out, you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, we should probably stop this. We've been going on too long. This has been. I'm just joking. But it's like, an hour and a half. It's good, you know?
Hey, it's okay. My fans are going to love this.
Good. Yeah. Well, I think you can join us again. I appreciate all the success. Congrats on all the success and stuff. I appreciate it and stuff. If you're watching this, we'll have the exotic footage out soon on like Rumble, YouTube, all that stuff like that. Probably Roku too, whatever the fuck. You know, you know where you're watching this at. You already know where you're watching this at. But I don't know. You guys have anything to say before you are?
Thanks for coming on. Let me know when you're in town. We can have a drink.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me. And anyone who wants to know more about me, just go to therealbellalexi.com.
Cool. Fuck yeah.
And I will see you this weekend, Nikki. I'll hit you up.
Sounds good. Hell yeah.
So.
Bye, everyone. I hope everyone has a really good day and then all their dreams come. I gotta go.
All their dreams come true.
I gotta go. I'm not going to finish those thoughts. I gotta go.